Hi everyone, welcome for this new podcast for a new year with a new team. In today's first episode of this section created by herself and called Learn About World Traditions, we are going to talk about Thailand, about his most widespread religion, the Theravada Buddhism, but also about some rules to respect in this country and the lifestyle. Luca will talk about traditional sport, the Sepak Takraw, and Cyprian will present you traditional music and dance. So, a lot of things as you can hear. Now, let's talk about the Thai culture. At first, you must know that Buddhist religion is very present in the daily lives of Thais. Indeed, almost 95% of the population is a follower of Theravada Buddhist religion, which advocates the old traditions.
Machi, I have a question for you. What is the Buddha story? How Buddhism spread?
Well, the Buddha is born in Nepal 6 centuries before the birth of the Christ. He beat Mara the demon in staying sit down under a tree in the famous position that anybody knows. He found the awakening and he released himself of any suffering. Then he traveled all around Asia continent in order to teach the Karma law, an universal law in which any action, great or bad, is punished or rewarded by the reincarnation of the soul. Theravada Buddhism is unique because it includes Hinduist and animist traditions with demons, spirits and superstitions. If you want an idea of the importance of the Buddhism religion, there is as much temple in Thailand as churches in Rome, if it's not even more. Buddhism is the origin of the company cohesion and the moral code. There are a lot of volunteers to renovate or to build some temples which are convivial and open places. The monks in the village intervene in current affairs. Villagers often ask monks for advice. Moreover, young people have to do what we call right retirement, one time in their life, during a period from 5 days to 3 months, they are going to study the Buddha teaching in a monastery. So a religion leads the society and the Thai lifestyle, and there are some rules to know, notably politeness and respect rules before go in this country.
Yes, I read somewhere that in the bus, the seats at the front are reserved for the monks.
Yes, it's true, and you have to take off your shoes in every temple, but also in the most of guest houses, in some stores and museums.
Is it allowed to smoke?
No, it's forbidden to smoke in public places such as restaurant, hotel, bar, and all the same place closed at midnight or 1 a.m. except special authorization. So you couldn't push out all the nights. I'm so sorry for you. And don't forget the purchase of electric cigarette is forbidden in all the country.
But Mati, do you know if it is a democracy?
No, Cyprien, it's a constitutional monarchy and the king and the royal family are very respected. If you hear the national anthem in the street or if the royal face appear in front of you, you must to stand up.
And what about the way to greet someone?
In Thailand, nobody take hands or kiss each other to greet politely. The traditional hello is a slight tilt with the hands joined.
And what about the way to eat?
We eat with only a spoon and a fork, but this one only to push the food. It's a good tradition to talk now about cuisine specialties. Can you tell us more about it, Luca?
Yes, of course. Thai eat a lot of insects, like grasshoppers, but also fish and in general, where the food is very spicy too. The panang curry is a special dish. It's nothing else than chicken curry and more specially red Thai curry. We can find in the most of dishes sweet and salty flavor like the som tam, which is a special dish with papaya, lemon and peppers. Be careful to use stomach.
Thanks, Luca. Now, can you talk about traditional sports?
Yes, of course. Probably you already know the Muay Thai, which is the most popular of traditional sport in Thailand. It's a fight sport in which you have to knock down your opponent or otherwise you must have the best score at the end of the 5 rounds. You can hit with your fists, your feet, your knees and your elbow. But I want to talk about an unknown traditional sport in Thailand, the Sepak Takraw. Sepak Takraw is a team sport. It is a nickname for a sport which is a mix between soccer and volleyball. It was created in 1960 in Kuala Lumpur, in Malaysia, during a meeting with officials of Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand and Myanmar. It is played with a rattan or plastic ball with two teams of 2 to 4 players. The players can only play with their feet, their knees, their shoulders, their chests, and their heads to touch the ball. It is played in 2 rounds. The first round ends when a team has 221 points. When there is a tie, there is a last chance, which is called tiebreak, and which goes to 21 points. And when the team reaches 21 points, it wins the game. A team, called Regu in Mala, is made up of 3 players on the field. Player called Apit Kari, left pincer, and Apit Kanan, right pincer. And the field player acting as a server called Tekong. During the game, only one change is allowed.
Thanks, Luca. Now let's talk about music and dance with Cyprian.
First of all, you need to know that the Thailand music have a lot of Chinese and Indian influences. Actually, the traditional Thai music are the Luksang and the Mon Lam. We can notably find in each of them some resemblance, like the percussion, wind instruments, xylophones, big drums, and cymbals. But the biggest difference between those two styles is that in Mon Lam there is some quick songs and some funky percussions. To go more in details, for the last years, the local singer known under the name of Pum Puang Duang Lan, I don't know if you know him, reinvented the Luksang under an electronic style. The other type of music is more famous in the north part of Thailand. Nowadays, the music in Thailand have changed a lot, and we can now find a lot of very famous artists that you can maybe know and hear if you want, just as Body Slam, Thai Boy Digital, City Fools, and Tata Young. Those artists are part of the 26 best artists Thailand has ever known. Finally, the music is a very important way of expression and have a crucial role in the national heritage of the country, just like the dance. Indeed, the dance in Thailand is also very important. Actually, you can even find a traditional dance inspiring itself from the traditional life of the native habitants, but also all the action they were doing every day before, like collecting the rice, how they were living. Those traditional dances are danced on 2 specific type of dance very popular, known under the name of Khon, which is the most stylized dance in Thailand. This dance is realized by a group of dancers and the choreography is very strict. It follows the traditional way, which doesn't create a lot of innovation. And the Langkon is a type of dance more inspired of the theater, which is played outside by some men. This can make us think at the dance we can find in the musical comedy, for example. The dance in Thailand is also very famous for the clothes that they are wearing during their representation. To be more precise, the outfits are dazzling and colorful, ornate with gold and bright colors such as green or blue. That's it for today's episode. We hope you enjoyed this new concept of section, and we hope we convince you to go visit Thailand very soon. See you soon, dear listeners, for our next episode. We'll let you choose our next country and our next destination. If the best would be to choose another continent, I think it would be better for you to discover a new country. It was Mati, Cyprien, and Lucas.